I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You know what that music means. 105.7 FM, The Fan presents the fourth annual The Night Before, featuring Dave Matthews Band, Saturday, February 3rd. At the XL Energy Center in Minneapolis, kicking off the biggest game in sports with the biggest night in music. The Night Before is sold out. Your only way to win, or your only way in, is to win. Listen to the keyword I'm about to give you. It's going to be your last chance. Text that to 72881, and you're entered to win a trip to Minneapolis. Lost my place in the read. Plus, be qualified to win two on-location experience game day ticket packages. All you got to do is take the keyword I'm about to give you, or you can get your tickets now for Tao Group Minneapolis. Check out BigGameMPLS.com. That's BigGameMPLS.com. And this hour's code word that could send you to The Night Before with Dave Matthews Band is live. L-I-V-E. Live, as in if you win, you'll see Dave Matthews Band live. Text live to 72881. What was that, Gary? Right now, for your chance to win, message and data rates may apply. For rules or to enter online, visit EntercomContest.com. One randomly selected nationwide entrant will win a trip to Minneapolis for The Night Before.
Sports Flash right now.
From the Masters East WSSP Sports Update Studio, I'm Mike Clemens. Masters East is Waukesha, the largest leisure retailer in Wisconsin. Ring in the new year. Great deals. Over $1 million of inventory at Masters East Waukesha. Online at MastersEase.com. First on The Fan, we get a lot of calls from fans wondering about the changes in responsibilities in the Packers front office. And today, we're able to get the Packers CEO and president on the air live with The Big Show. And Sparky.
It wasn't coming from outside the building that McCarthy does have a good reputation with and likes, that the extension more than 1 year.
He's our guy. He's an outstanding head coach.
But Mark, if he's your guy, then why doesn't he get more than 1 year?
Yeah, we have great confidence in him, and we want him to have nothing but success.
Oh, and it gets better. Fan and a man, 105.7 FM, thefan.com, to hear that interview in its entirety. Word is Mike McCarthy is wrapping up the rest of his staff, finalized by tonight. Carolina Panthers hire 65-year-old North Turner as their new offensive coordinator. He's brought in to improve Cam Newton's passing numbers. Former Packers quarterback coach and Bills quarterback Alex Van Pelt is headed to Cincinnati to help out Andy Dalton and the Bengals as the quarterback coach. Brewers signing a bunch of players today. One-year contracts. Corey Knebel, Jonathan Villar, Hernan Perez, Jimmy Nelson, able to avoid arbitration with all those players. Basketball tonight, Bucks and Golden State Warriors at the Bradley Center. Hockey tonight, Admirals are in San Antonio. They'll face off against the Rampage. Aaron Sims of the pregame at 7 o'clock. We'll have game time coverage for you beginning tonight at 7:30. I'm Mike Clemens at Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. This update brought to you by Stenny's, Second and National. Watch all the playoffs this weekend at Stenny's, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Gary, Rami, and Sparky have been going at it for 3 hours, but haven't crashed and burned yet.
Well, it's the big show.
It's time for the guys to reset the big topics from today's big show and let you pick a lane.
Pick a Lane, brought to you by the legendary Great Lakes Dragaway in Union Grove. Go to GreatLakesDragaway.com for 2018 season passes and ticket discounts. That's GreatLakesDragaway.com.
It is that time here on the Wendy's Big Show, along with our two former Packers, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, the one and only Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, and Mike Clemens on the other side of the glass. I'm Rami Makhlouf. If you missed our conversation with Mark Murphy, president and CEO of your Packers, it's coming up at 5:35. Between now and then, going off of Mark Murphy's interview, are you more with Sparky, who's skeptical of the change in Green Bay and how it went down, or more like Gary, who says that it was necessary? Left lane, what does Bucks-Warriors mean tonight? Leroy Butler says it's a measuring stick, and the return lane. Do you think Mike McCarthy is on the hot seat like Michael Cohen, our Green Bay football insider of the morning show here on The Fan, says that he is? Here's a little taste of what went down earlier today on the Wendy's Big Show when we talked with Packers president Mark Murphy. And Steve Sparky Pfeiffer had questions.
Mark, thanks for coming on the show and being grilled like this. I do appreciate it because you didn't have to do it.
No, I'm sure you guys are, I know that you are speaking for our fans.
Right, okay. So, the other thing that I'm confused on, and have been for quite some time, is the McCarthy one-year extension. Whose call was that, and why was it only 1 year?
I'm not going to get into contract decisions or negotiations, things of that nature.
Was it Ted's call, or was it somebody else's call in the organization? Because Ted was technically general manager at that point, I believe, right?
Sure, yeah. Yeah, no, I'm not going to get into that.
All right, fair enough. Thank you.
You want to? Why don't you ask me one more question that I can answer?
Well, no, because to my my standpoint on it is this, and this is what I've been saying. Yeah. I think McCarthy's built up enough of a reputation going along the way, and if the promotion was from somebody within the building that wasn't coming from outside the building that McCarthy does have a good reputation with and likes, that the extension would have been for more than 1 year.
He's our guy. He's an outstanding head coach. I mean, his record proves itself.
But, Mark, if he's your guy, then why doesn't he get more than 1 year?
What I was started to say is he's an excellent head coach, and, we have great confidence in him, and we want him to have nothing but success, and our focus is on the future.
Sparky, why so skeptical?
Well, I know we ain't going to get Mark Murphy no more.
That's a possibility.
Yeah, sure it is.
I'm okay with that.
That's possible anytime we get somebody on this show.
We get him all the time at Pack All of Them.
That was the first
I'd
time.
I'd love
that,
to talk to him again. But
that was the first time
because
that's happened.
We asked hard questions, we don't get him again. Then
I tried to call back. No, he's already blocked.
No, man, again, it just doesn't make sense. Like everybody has said, he's not going to say what really is going on, but I'm just going to stick with what I've been saying, and that is, this appears to me in that week's time, and even going back before that, that his intention was to give Russ Ball the GM job. There was a report out that Russ Ball made the decision on Peppers and Micah Hyde not bringing them guys back, and then he had taken a more prominent role than the GM duties as Ted Thompson stepped away a little bit here in the last few months. So if that's the case, fine. Bob McGinn's report comes out, says McCarthy's going to walk if Russ Ball is the guy because he doesn't want Russ Ball to be the GM. Aaron Rodgers comes out and says the same thing to Jason Wilde. And next thing you know, a week during the course of that week, now he all of a sudden isn't the GM, but he gets to report to the president, Mark Murphy, and will take over GM duties as far as all the paperwork and all that, and contracts and paperwork and stuff. And then at the same time, they give it to BG to be the general manager, and he's in charge of pretty much personnel decisions with the roster. And then McCarthy, he gets a report to the president as well. So nobody can fire him but the president. The whole thing is ridiculous. And then when I ask him about the one-year contract, he don't want to talk about it. Well, he didn't want to talk about it. And again, here's conspiracy theory because he didn't give me an answer. Is because I don't think McCarthy wanted to work with Russ Ball. They knew and they said, try it for a year and see what happens, Mike, and let's go from there. And that's how that whole thing played out. Or Russ Ball didn't want to work with McCarthy and says, Mark, we'll give him 1 year and we'll see how it works. And then I'll figure out if I want him or not after that. It's one of those two. That's all it can be. I don't see any other scenario unless the one that Gary brought up, which is McCarthy doesn't know if he wants to coach much longer. I guess that could be a scenario too.
Or you know, when you have Andrew Brannon, the longtime former finance guy for the Packers, worked with Leroy and Brett and all that, and he'll tell you guys about, you know, we got to start planning 2 or 3 years ahead with Brett. That's going to be a huge contract. You got to get that done at least 2 years before the end of it because he's going to get such ridiculous offers. You don't want him to go anywhere close to the free market. So, you know, you got to give Russ Ball a break when he's thinking, all right, we got to re-sign Aaron Rodgers here. Look at these deals that Matt Stafford and some of these other quarterbacks are getting, Andrew Luck. So we got to start figuring out how we're going to do that in 2018, maybe 2019, probably this year because he's, you know, got 2 years left. So he starts making cases to Ted. You can't afford Julius Peppers, man. You can't afford Micah Hyde. You can't even come close to what they're going to get on the market. And just let him go, and you got enough guys. I mean, that's the stuff where Mike McCarthy's like, shut up. Shut up. If Ted wants to keep those players, then find a way to make it happen. I those are the kinds of arguments that are happening up there. And now that's why they got all sit in front of Murphy and say, all right, make your case.
So that's the right lane. Are you more in Sparky's camp of skepticism over the Packers and the changes and how they went down, or more in Gary's camp that all these changes were necessary? 414-799-1250 or tweet the show at 105.7
FM. How do we know
the fan?
When will we know that this is going to work and not going
to
work?
When it works or doesn't work. I know that sounds like a stupid answer, like I'm trying to be a smartass, but that's really the answer.
When you start seeing quarterback sacks and you start seeing guys cover and you get back to a top 15 defense, that's where it starts. Because you know that 12 is going to hold up his end of the bargain.
I mean the structure. When will we know that it's
when they sign a
when they start winning football games and you think that they're going to be a Super Bowl contender?
That's the only way to tell.
You won't know until then.
I think people think it changed if they sign a big free agent. Right in March, he said they were going to be in some of these conversations. And see,
You're right.
Yeah, I look at it as a relationship. If you know you're dating a girl, you don't need to know the specifics. You just know they're dating. I mean, that's the thing about it. You knew sooner or later these guys had a great relationship. Maybe a few, stragglers in there may not get along, but ultimately they're still together. And I think that's the one thing about it. Because I think most times fans, if they think they have the right to know stuff and they don't know, they immediately stick to their original plan that they don't like, nothing that the Packers do. Because that's what I'm getting on my social media. Because they go into the argument, I don't like Ted, I don't like Mike, which is fine. But why? And that's when they get into all the conspiracy stuff.
Moving to the left lane, Bucks taking on the defending champion Golden State Warriors tonight at the BMO Harris Bradley Center. Catch Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show on the second string as soon as that game is over. And does this game have any real meaning, Leroy Butler?
Yeah, absolutely.
Why is that?
It's a measuring stick of a championship quality team because this is where we want to be. We want to be in the position to win championships. I keep hearing people say that. So let's play a team that don't even have arguably their best player. I expect them to win. I mean, this is the team everybody wants to see, Golden State. Giannis the second in the league, and all-star votes and things like that. So I think it's a good measuring stick to see. Maybe after this game, if they win or lose, maybe it's time to go get somebody else to start filling in the pieces. We'll know what we really need. Right now we're guessing, but we will know what we need after this game tonight.
So that's the left lane. What do you think Bucks and Warriors means tonight? 414-799-1250. And in the return lane, Michael Cohen of PackersNews.com, morning show, Green Bay football insider here on The Fan. He said the seat under Mike McCarthy is quite warm.
I think it's pretty obvious. He has to win big. I mean, you can't make the wholesale changes that he makes. You can't make the statement that he made about demanding more talent and then expect to have another, decent season at best and stick around. It's a situation where he's got to win. And not only that, but he's only got 2 years left on his contract. And teams around the league, whether it's the Packers or otherwise, very rarely go into situations where they have a lame duck coach. So, in other words, McCarthy essentially, he has 2 years left on his contract. He really only has 1 year left on his contract because at some point during the next season, they'll either decide to extend him or not extend him. And if they don't extend him, there's very few teams in the league that want to go into the 2019 season with a guy that is on the final year of his contract because there's no job security for assistant coaches. There's no job security for the head coach. And you never know what's going to happen in those situations, just like the Packers didn't want to go into a situation where Ted Thompson would be on the final year of his contract this year in 2018. As general manager. So, I think it's pretty clear that this is a do or die season for Mike McCarthy in a lot of different ways. And I think he's got to really, really make a statement. If he doesn't want to give Brian Gutekunst a reasonable explanation for why he should be removed as head coach.
Gary, is the seat hot underneath Mike McCarthy?
I think it's a tough measuring stick for me. I think though, if scenario would be, if they were to go 13-3 and they have that first round bye and they lose that game at home, I think that will raise some eyebrows there. I think that would have happened a little bit too often. So now you have to ask yourself, so I'm going to fire this guy, and he's one of eight coaches in the playoffs. Who do I replace him with? Do I start over? What's that guy at the Rams?
McVay.
Is the next Sean McVay out there that I can go hire? Do we take a step back or what? It remains to be seen how many Super Bowl McVay is going to win, too. So you may just be spinning your wheels. You may just hire the same guy. You know what I mean?
Right.
To get you to the same spot.
Right. I see what you're saying. But Michael Cohen says the seat very hot.
Well, it could be. But under Mike McCarthy. The problem is, because you're just in a tight window, is who do you replace him with? And odds are you're going to go backwards, not forwards, because there's just not that many of those guys out there.
Right. Now, we've reset the big topics discussed on today's big show. Now, you get the final say. Right lane, are you with Sparky, skeptical of the changes in Green Bay and how they went down, or with Gary and think they were necessary? Left lane, what does Bucks Warriors mean tonight? And the return lane, do you think Mike McCarthy is on the hot seat? 414-799-1250. You can tweet us at 105.7 FM. The Fan. Speaking of hot seats, I got, you know, the heated seats in my car, Leroy.
Mm-hmm.
If those stopped working, is that something they could fix over at WJ Coon?
Oh, Automotive? Yeah, they'll take good care of you. Matter of fact, my
what about my auto start? My auto start's not working.
You know what? That's a good thing to get checked out. He actually I lost a fob on it.
Yeah.
And which it wasn't my fault, but I'm going to blame somebody else.
Yeah, right.
They're not here. So I got, you know, tightened up with that. So, tighten up mean to white people. They fixed it.
Okay,
I just want people to know.
Good.
So I went over to WJ Coon.
Let me get my glossary out so I can add that.
It's your, what glossary they call that? Your
ebony.
No, it's your white to black thesaurus.
Everybody needs those. Yeah. They don't have them at WJ Coon.
I keep one in my pocket at all times.
For tight. Okay, all right.
I just heard Obama told David Letterman in the pocket the other day.
Yeah,
yes, he did.
That's another one. Yeah.
David Letterman's still alive?
Yeah,
his show started today on Netflix.
Yeah, nice beard.
I don't watch Netflix.
Oh, okay. 8511 South Howell Avenue. Go over to WJ Coon, guys. Here's what you can do. They have a collision repair center. If you get into a fender bender or something of that nature, don't call your insurance yet. Go over there, get a very fair estimate. They'll call, you know, the insurance company for you, make sure that process is very smooth. You can go to this the schedule appointment. Click on that tab and say, I want to come at 2 o'clock. I want to come at 2:30. You know what? I want to be in Leroy Butler's favorite video.
Mm-mm.
He's going to shoot a video here in February. So,
what you got? What kind of video y'all doing? Boys and Men video or what y'all doing?
No, we're not going to sing. We're just going to talk about, like, you know, man stuff, like mechanic stuff. And, you know, we're going to show your car and show actually a mechanic working on it. I don't think we get a chance to see when you pull the curtain back, how is it? I mean, is the shop clean or not? You know, do you get everything that Leroy says? So I'd rather show you on the video to let you see that. Now give him a phone call, 414-762-7900. While supplies last, they'll actually give you a free cookbook. You cannot beat that. Come on, guys. Let's go over to WJ Coon right there in Oak Creek. And tell him Leroy Butler.
I was waiting for you to say that.
Yeah.
Hence the awkward pause. We'll pick a lane when the Wendy's Big Show returns. Our conversation with Mark Murphy coming up at about 5:35. Right now, resetting the big topics discussed on today's big show, giving you the final say. Right lane, are you on Sparky's side, skeptical of all the changes in Green Bay and how it went down, or Gary's side, and you think it was necessary? Left lane, what does Bucks and Warriors mean? And the return lane, do you think Mike McCarthy is on the hot seat? Michael Cohen says if he doesn't get to the NFC Championship, he may be out. 414-799-1250. Norm in Brookfield dialed that. Now he's on the Wendy's Big Show. Norm!
How you doing?
Doing well.
Is he Norman? Norm?
Just Norm.
Norman, okay.
Plain old Norm.
Okay.
Hey, and I'm on Gary's side. I think, first of all, there's too much being made about this whole thing. And I think there were some disagreements. And Murphy had to step in there and have everybody report to them so this ends. And I think Murphy saw that Ball wasn't the man for the job. When Rodgers and McCarthy didn't want him, And I think McCarthy will get an extension down the road. Just like Gary said, you know, he's a good coach, and look how often other teams change coaches.
That's true.
And we've kind of kept the same coach, and though we haven't won Super Bowls, we've done pretty well.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Norm.
Thanks, Norm.
Great phone call. Yeah. I think sometimes you don't value what you have until it's gone. But if you look at some of the teams who've been changing coaches for the last 8-9 years, it seems like you're just fortunate enough to have a good coach. And when Sparky pressed Murphy on why did he give him the 1 year, I think Norm answered that pretty well.
You do?
Yeah. He just really feel like there was some issues up there. So, okay, listen, to put this fire out, it'll always be smoke. But to put this fire out, we'll just go to 1 year extension. You answer to me. Here's your job. Let's talk. I'm not going to ask you about game plans or what you're doing because that's not my area. But I will ask what kind of players you want, things of that nature. Let's all agree on it. And when we can't agree, I'll make the decision, but I want you guys' opinion. I think that's very healthy.
But I think that's what Sparky means when he says too many cooks in the kitchen.
Yep. Yeah.
But that is not a problem that you'll find over at the Q Club of Wisconsin.
No, Q Club of Wisconsin, great
oh,
place.
Oh, I know they're a cook. He's a good guy.
Great place to catch all your Love favorite sports action. 13 pool tables, shuffleboard, tornado foosball tables, 3 of those, electronic darts, ping pong, and more. Enjoy their award-winning fish fry Wednesdays and Fridays. 4 different styles of fish piled high with all the extras.
Hi.
Live music, bands playing every Saturday night, plus late-night Friday happy hour from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Make the Q Club of Wisconsin your new place for Sunday morning breakfast starting at 9 a.m. Also, one place to host private parties, including your own personal VIP suite with luxury pool table. Q Club of Wisconsin, 2454 North Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha, just a half mile south of I-94. Check them out at QClubOfWI.com, QClubOfWI.com, or on Facebook.
If you missed our conversation with Mark Murphy earlier today here on the Wendy's Big Show, you're going to want to hear the Packers president and CEO. We're bringing it your way next, right after this.
Sports Flash, right now.
From the Masters East WSSP Sports Update Studio, I'm Mike Clemens, Masters East, Waukesha, the largest leisure retailer in Wisconsin. Ring in the new year. Great deals. Over $1 million of inventory at Masters East, Waukesha. Online at MastersEase.com. First on the fan, lots of issues, lots of questions for Packers fans. And today, the team CEO and President Mark Murphy not only joined the big show, he went statewide with Bill Michaels as well today.
If Aaron Rodgers didn't go down this year and you're sitting here this weekend in the playoffs, do you think you're still making the same moves?
Boy, that's a great question, Bill. And, you know, I hate to speculate, but maybe not as many as we made. And that's where, I mean, you hate to say it, but sometimes things happen for a reason, and sometimes, you know, you can have blessings in disguise.
Meanwhile, they're still hiring new assistant coaches. Patrick Graham will take over the defensive line. He used to work for Ben McAdoo, the former head coach of the New York Giants. Mike McCarthy hoping to have the rest of his staff finalized tonight. Former Packers quarterback coach Alex Van Pelt goes to Cincinnati to try and help out Andy Dalton. And the Carolina Panthers hired 65-year-old North Turner today. He'll try and coach up Cam Newton. Brewers signing a bunch of players today to one-year contracts. Pitcher Corey Knebel, second baseman Jonathan Villar, utility man Hernan Perez, and they also signed Jimmy Nelson. That way now, the Brewers able to avoid arbitration with all of those players. Good game tonight. Bucks and the Golden State Warriors at the Bradley Center. Hockey, Admirals are in San Antonio to face off against the Rampage. Aaron Sims begins our pregame coverage tonight at 7 o'clock. The face-off at 7:30 right here on The Fan. This update brought to you by Coach's Pub and Grill, South 13th Street. Tonight, breaded cod, bluegill, perch, walleye, huge shrimp, you name it. It's the Friday Night Fish Fry, $9.95 at Coach's Pub and Grill. I'm Mike Clemens, Sports Radio, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Packers president and CEO Mark Murphy, the man calling all the shots up in Green Bay. Now, I start things off by asking him when it was decided that Ted Thompson would move into a new role and they would start a search for a GM.
Sure. Yeah, that was immediately following the season. Yeah, he and I sat down and yeah, had a good talk. And you know, he and I often would do that following the season. Fortunately, for the last few years, that's been much later. You know, a little longer after the last regular season game. But yeah, you know, I think we talked things through, and I think both of us kind of came to the conclusion that it would be best to that he would transition to a senior advisory role. And of course, then that, you know, opened up a chance right away to do or the opportunity right away to do a search for a new GM, and got moving on that fairly quickly. And obviously very, very excited about Brian. I think you know, Brian Gutekunst has done a lot of great things for us in his almost 20 years, and especially in the more recent years have been familiar with his work. And you know, I think he brings a great background, you know, and certainly his scouting experience will help us. And, you know, he's kind of grown up around it with a father who was a coach. And so I'm excited and look for, and you know, the other thing I would say is Brian, within NFL circles, particularly in the last couple of years, is, you know, somebody that people really across the league view as a rising star in the profession.
You know, Mark, I think the biggest question I think the Packer fans have, because, you know, we have this talk radio show and they call in and talk to us a lot, is the structure. And then the structure of that, what you've kind of, you know, redid a little bit different from what Bob Harlan had in place. Because back when I was playing, we had Tom Brotts and Forrest Gregg kind of shared those duties. And Bob came along and Bob saw a different vision on how it should go. And the Packers have been pretty successful with that structure. And then, you know, all of a sudden, the last week or so, you decide to change it. How did that structure change come about, or why did it come about?
Yeah, thanks, Gary. Yeah, it was, you know, it's something that, you know, I'd been thinking about being more involved in football over the last couple years. I thought that it would be helpful for the organization. And, you know, if you've been around, I'm much more present at practices.
Yes.
Around.
Yes.
Coaching and the scouting staff, but certainly nothing formal. And but I would say through the search process, to me it really opened my eyes that, you know, we needed to improve communication within our football operation. You know, I mentioned, you know, that I felt like there had been built up over years, and not just during, you know, Ted's tenure. I think it goes back even further than that. There were silos built in different areas within football, and the need to break those down. So I think, you know, obviously the biggest change, I think, is that Mike is reporting to me. But you know, another piece of this was, I think, really recognizing what Russ Ball has been doing for the organization, the duties that he's been performing, you know, especially the salary cap and the contract negotiations are crucial for us. And and recognizing what he's been doing. So really kind of splitting the GM position, narrowing the GM position down. So in addition to improving communication, the other benefit that I see of it is really one of my main goals in this whole process was to make sure that Brian can be successful. And allowing him to really focus on what I felt the most important duties for a general manager. And, you know, that's determining the roster, the draft, player acquisition. And so really allowing him to focus on those areas, I think, you know, gives us our best chance to be successful. Because, you know, if you look at it really, you know, we need to get better. We need better players. And, you know, allowing Brian to focus on those areas, I think will really help the entire organization. But I recognize, Gary, it is a change, although probably not as dramatic as people might think. I'm not going to make football decisions, my goal, I see it, is to improve communication and make sure that Brian, Mike, and Russ have great communication, great interaction with each other, work well together. And, you know, the one thing I thought about, Gary, if I hadn't announced that Mike was reporting to me, I don't know if anybody would notice. You know, I mean, it's an internal thing. And, I'm optimistic. I think, you know, I guess a couple things I would say. Organizations evolve. I think In order to remain successful, you have to continue to push and strive for excellence and continue to look, you know, what can we do that'll help us. And, you know, structure is fine, and titles are fine, but at the end of the day, it's people. And getting the right people in the right spots and, you know, putting them in a position where they can be successful and that the organization will function well, and there's an open communication is crucial. So it's a long way to say that, you know, I'm excited about it, and I think, you know, it's like anything else in life, you know, Gary, time will tell. And we'll see, but I think we have an opportunity to do something special next year.
Absolutely. So if you're not making football decisions, I understand that maybe it's Brian is doing that, then what would be McCarthy's role, and then what is Russ Ball's role? Then how does that all separate?
Yeah, well, there we've laid out very clearly their responsibility. Obviously, Mike, he's in charge of all of our coaches, our strength coaches, you know, and coaching our players. And, you know, Brian's responsibilities are really focused on the draft, player acquisition. He will determine the 53-man roster, the 90-man roster. And Russ has a lot of the administrative duties that, you know, GMs do. A big part for all of us is his salary cap expertise, which has served us very well, and then contract negotiations. So, and a lot of, really for Russ, it's a lot of what he's been doing already for us. In the past, though, he was delegated it by Ted. Now it's official that's his responsibility.
I have a lot of questions. I've let Gary talk in the beginning, and you may only hear from me the rest of the interview. I apologize for that in advance.
No, that's all right.
I guess the first thing is we had Bob Harlan on the other day, and he was talking back in the day when he had Ted Thompson and Mike Sherman, and how he could see when Ted was talking to Mike Sherman and how Mike Sherman was kind of like looking off into the sky and kind of not really paying attention to Ted, and that when Ted then came to him at the end of the year and said, you know, he wanted to make a move, Harlan saw what was going on and said, well, obviously, I can see that there's an issue. Did you not notice or pick up on that there was a communication breakdown possibly between McCarthy and Thompson through, you know, who was standing with who at practice, who was talking to who, and that type of stuff throughout the last couple of years?
I've been involved in football. I've noticed some things, but, we've been pretty successful. You know, we've made the playoffs 8 straight years in a row. You know, 2 out of 3 past 3 years we're in the NFC Championship game. So I didn't think things were broken, but what I did say, I think when we got through the discussions with Ted and, you know, and also obviously with search process, certain things became more clear to me. And, you know, I would say, out of respect to Ted, I mean, Ted was a very successful, was a very successful general manager. You know, making changes, dramatic changes while he's our general manager wouldn't have been something that I would have wanted to do. But now, we've had discussions and we've talked about things, but, you know, I'd leave it. And, you know, the other thing, obviously, what's taken place is in the past. You know, the most important now is moving forward and how can we ensure that that we have a system and that we're in a position where we can be successful.
There's Mark Murphy earlier today on the Wendy's Big Show, a portion of it. Some of the fireworks, they start to fly later in the interview. You can hear it in its entirety at 1057fmthefan.com. And that's Fan on Demand, presented by John Paul's Buick GMC, Highway 100 in Greenfield. But, Gary, what Mark Murphy was talking about there was building things and building them the right way and fixing what's broken up in Green Bay.
Yeah, and no silos.
And that's what your guys do over at J&J Contractors.
No silos, guys.
They'll build a silo for you.
Well, they
want
to bring them down. They want to make sure that if you want a open concept in your house,
I like it,
they can do that. I mean, a lot of people now,
that's the trend now.
That is the trend. A lot of people like the open concept in their house, and we tear down those silos where it actually makes your living space look bigger than it actually really is. I mean, it feels like you have more square footage in your house. It feels like if you do have kids, that they can run around all over the doggone place. And that is a new trend right now in building houses.
And don't just grab a sledgehammer and start trying to make it open yourself.
No, you don't want to do it yourself. My good friends over at J&J Contractors, they can get that done, folks.
And, might be a load-bearing and listen, wall.
If you're talking, hey, you don't want to do that. If you're talking about redoing your kitchen, if you're talking about redoing your bathroom, if you're talking about adding on a bedroom, basement, they can do all that stuff, guys. Go see my good friends over at J&J Contractors.
Final few minutes of the Wendy's Big Show, and then it's the weekend. Gary Ellerson and weekend weather calls for a return to cold January temperatures. Most of us keep the outdoor grill under wraps. You got your grill out on the deck, GE?
Yeah, I still do. I grill year round.
That's because you're a man. Because you're a grown-ass man.
It's too damn cold.
There's still plenty of ways to enjoy the delicious food from Robert's Specialty Meats this winter. Watching the playoff games this weekend is more tolerable when serving up Robert's ribs on a steak. Boneless pork ribs marinated in a tangy barbecue sauce. Picked some up last night at Robert's Specialty Meats. I picked up a lot last night at Robert's Specialty Meats. Or the equally popular marinated chicken skewers and barbecue garlic parmesan or Door County cherry varieties. I have all three in my freezer right now. All easy to heat up in minutes, as well as the Kinnickinnick whiskey skewers. Guess what? Also in my freezer. Robert's also has over 30 varieties of original sausages and brats. I got three different kinds of sausages in my freezer right now, including the Al Capone Italian sausage, just full of zesty flavor. Call ahead to Robert's at 262-549 meat for the best selection. When you visit, make sure that you pick up some of their cherry wood smoked beef sticks or jerky, the perfect snack treats for any time, and check them out online at robertspecialtymeatswaukesha.com for more info and money saving coupons. And for the best in meats, shop Robert's Specialty Meats, your hometown butcher. You got something, G? You're looking at me like you got something.
Oh, no. All right. Well, you want me to say something?
No, you were looking at me like you were going to say something.
No, it was awkward.
Yeah, it was.
No. I'm going to head down to Chicago.
What are you going down to Chicago for?
I'm going to go see Jared and daughter-in-law and put some steaks on the grill or
something. How far are we from Grandpa Gary?
Real close.
Really?
Real close. I thought it was going to be today.
Within days?
Yeah.
Really?
Real close. She's ready to go any day now.
It's a she.
It's a boy.
Oh, okay.
But she's ready to go.
Okay, all right. Yeah, Mom is ready.
Yeah,
okay.
Mom is ready to go any day. I thought it was going to be today for sure.
Really?
Yeah. So we're going to...
He should hold off till MLK Day, right? Wouldn't that be cool if his birthday was on Martin Luther King?
You know, right?
Right?
Hey, I know what I had to tell you.
What did you have to tell me?
Did you know that?
See, he did have something to tell me. No, I forgot what I asked him.
I thought about this. See? So you know he works for the Chicago Bears, right?
Your son, yes.
So if they name the baby George Halas.
Oh, that would be awesome.
Right?
Yes.
His education would be paid for.
What?
Get out of here.
Yep.
What?
Yes.
By whom?
Any person that works for the Chicago Bears in the front office. If they name their baby George Halas,
they will
have a free education paid for by the McCaskies.
So that's what Jared's doing?
No, he's not.
Well, that's stupid.
Why not?
Free college?
Free college.
George Halas Ellerson.
Yes.
Done. Sounds
fine. For real.
Yeah. Then he would be GE too.
Hey, you're right about that.
And he gets free college.
Yeah. Did you
free
tell college. Him he should do it?
I said, dude, you probably should think about that.
Yeah. Right.
Do they have a name picked out?
Yeah.
Do you know the name that they've picked out?
Yeah.
Can you say it on the air? Is it a secret? Okay.
It's a secret.
Cool. Our thanks to Mark Murphy, president of your Green Bay Packers. If you missed that interview or anything on today's show or any show, check out Fan On Demand at 1057FMTheFan.com. That's presented by John Paul's Buick GMC. Highway 100 in Greenfield. Sparky is back tonight with the Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save post-game show on the second stream at 1057FMTheFan.com. They'll tweet out the link, put it on our Facebook page when the show gets underway. Until Monday, for Gary Ellerson, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Leroy Butler, Mike Clemens, and the whole cast of characters here on the Wendy's Big Show, I'm Robbie Maklof saying thanks for listening. We'll talk to you on Monday starting at 2.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye. What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.